Welcome to the Illuminated Word Podcast. Each day we'll look at a text from the weekly readings from the Westgate Church Bulletin. We will look at background material and also application of the text. So once again, welcome to the Illuminated Word Podcast. Our reading today comes from Psalm chapter 77. This is a psalm of Asaph. If you've been with us for a few weeks, you realize we've been in the Psalms of Asaph since Psalm 73. Asaph was a servant of King David, who wrote music for the tabernacle. So here's a guy that organized the choirs of the tabernacle and also wrote songs for worship, for corporate worship. Now, this psalm is a psalm of lamentation. You're going to get in verses 1 and 2 where the psalmist Asaph cries out to God. So we're going to see in verses 1 and 2 this cry to God because of some current malady of some kind. You're going to get this situation where God is distant. He's asking rhetorical questions. God, have you forgotten me? God, do you still love me? And then he remembers the great deeds of the past where God has delivered his people and worked mighty works in the world. So we're going to see two things come in the answer for this psalmist. Number one, God does care. And number two, God is powerful. When people bring the inquiry about the problem of pain and suffering, you know, one thing they'll say, well, in the issue of pain and suffering, either God doesn't care, he's powerful enough to do something about our suffering, but he just doesn't care, or God does care and he's not powerful enough to do anything. The psalmist will say God is both caring and powerful. So the answer to that question is God is both. He is all powerful. He can part the seas when he wants to, but he also cares and has a personal relationship with his people. So this comes out in the psalm. So let's read through together. It's 20 verses today, the English Standard Version, and then just talk about how this applies to our situation, specifically in the 21st century. I cry aloud to God, and he will hear me. In the day of my trouble, I seek the Lord. In the night, my hand is stretched out without wearying. My soul refuses to be comforted. When I remember God, I moan. When I meditate, my spirit faints. You hold my eyelids open. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I consider the days of old, the years long ago. I said, let me remember my song in the night. Let me meditate in my heart. Then my spirit made a diligent search. Will the Lord spurn me forever and never again be favorable? Has his steadfast love forever ceased? Are his promises at an end for all time? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he in anger shut up in his compassion or shut up his compassion? Then I said, I will appeal to this, to the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your wonders of old. I will ponder all your works and meditate on your mighty deeds. Your ways, O God, is holy. What God is great like our God? You are the God who works wonders. You have made known your mighty among the peoples. You, with your arm, redeemed your people, the children of Jacob and Joseph, Selah. When the water saw you, O God, when the water saw you, they were afraid. Indeed, the deep trembled. The clouds poured out water. The skies gave forth thunder. Your arrows flashed on every side. The crash of your thunder was in the whirlwind. Your lightnings lighted up the world, and the earth trembled and shook. Your way was through the sea, your path through the great waters. Yet your footprints were unseen. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. So once again, we see this interesting psalm, and the setup here is fascinating. I love verse 4. He says, you hold my eyelids open. It's as if God is not allowing him to sleep. God wants him to meditate and think through this issue as he has these questions in his heart. So God wants him to ponder and to think. And so he's thinking about past psalms that he's written. He's pondering the psalms. And maybe that's a good practice for us, that maybe if we knew the Psalter well enough, we memorized some of these psalms, that when we were in trouble, these would be the words that came to our heart. When Jesus was on the cross, it was the words of Psalm 22 that was on his heart. My God, why have you forsaken me? That psalm, that's how it begins. So in the time of Jesus' trouble, it's the Psalter that's on his heart. So the same is true for Asaph. He's thinking of past psalms that he's written as he's troubled in the night, as he's meditating. Of course, he asks those powerful questions. Where is God? Has God forgotten me? And then he answers in verse 11. Verse 11, the translation here is really hard to pick up what really is being said.
In the ESV, it says, I will appeal to this, to the ears of the right hand of the Most High. Really there in the Hebrew, the situation is God has stretched out his hand and he's comforting his people with his right hand. So with his powerful, outstretched hand, he is helping his people. So that's what verse 10 that's got that reading. So he remembers what God has done. You know, in answering that question, does God care? Well, he has cared. He's cared in the past. He's going to continue to care. It is interesting what he says about the waters. The waters were afraid of God. We think of the power of water. Maybe you've seen a rushing mighty river that's swollen from its banks. It's at flood stage, and you're thinking, how powerful, how mighty. Maybe the ocean, as the water crashes against the shore. And the psalmist Asaph says, God is more powerful than that roaring water, that the waters tremble at God's voice. It's interesting. He says that lightning lights up the earth. So when you think next time you're in a thunderstorm, make that a time of meditation. As you hear the thunder, that's evidence of a powerful God. As you see the lightning light up your yard in the nighttime, that's signs of a God who is powerful. And then he talks about that this is a God that made a path through the sea. This is a God who parted the waters and led his people like a shepherd leads his sheep. So much to be said about this psalm, but the two basic things, if you've noticed, the theme, God has a relationship with his people. He's redeemed them. There's a past history of his love. He's a loving shepherd, but he's also powerful. And those bring comfort, those things. So when you find yourself immersed in difficulty, so here's how this would apply to us. Maybe in a strange relationship, a habitual sin of some kind, some type of public embarrassment, maybe sustained depression that you're going through right now, maybe some type of physical issue that you're struggling with, a tormented conscience at night where you can't sleep because of something you've done. When these are present realities, consider your past. Have you not seen God help you in the past? Devin asked a great question on Facebook, and he talked about it in his sermon Sunday. Where did you see God at work in 2022? Where's God been at work in your past? It's a great question to ask. Have you seen God help out before? Have you not felt his comfort and strength in his presence through the Holy Spirit in your life? Have you not experienced times of sweetness in Scripture when you read a passage and it just speaks deeply to your heart? And above all, have you not seen his supreme deliverance through the gospel of Jesus Christ, the cross of Jesus? He sent his son to suffer and die in our place. Note what Asaph writes toward the end of his psalm, your way through the sea. He says that in verse 19. How implausible that would have seemed to Israel as they stood with their backs to the sea and the Egyptians coming at them. Yet God's ways run counter to our intuitions. He works in defiance of what our puny minds can predict or even conceive. The cross is the supreme instance of this. In the Old Testament, his way was through the sea. In the New Testament, his way is through the cross. The gracious provision of God confounds us even as it delivers us. Well, I hope you have a great day. I hope this psalm has brought comfort and strength to your soul. Maybe you're struggling like Asaph. Maybe you too can make this your prayer today. I also hope you join us back again tomorrow as we continue with our readings together through Sacred Scripture. God bless.